despite the pressure and high-voltage rhetoric voiced against him by the March 14th coalition, holding him accountable for the killing of the head of the Lebanese internal forces, Brigadier General Wissam al-Hassan, and calling for his prompt resignation, Lebanon's premier burst the bubble of the March 14th alliance by suspending the dissolution of the cabinet.
I have convened with the president. I told him that I was not attached to the premiership, but he refused. He urged me not to let Lebanon suffer a void and plunge into the unknown. We are facing very difficult times. I call on the Lebanese to be united and not segregate at this time when this assassination has affected us all.
Miqati's announcement came in a presser following the emergency meet between both him and the Lebanese president, Michel Sulaiman, on the backdrop of the massive car bomb explosion which rocked the Lebanese capital, Beirut, on Friday. The blast, which harvested no less than 8 lives, including al-Hassan's, and injured over 100 others, was caused by a car booby-trapped with an estimation of 60 kilograms of TNT. Since then, all of the Lebanese premiership, the Syrian leadership, and the resistance movement Hezbollah have been target to the March 14th bloc accusations.
Lebanon needs Miqati's immediate resignation and the dissolution of this government, which follows the instructions of the Syrian regime. We call on Hezbollah to hand in the perpetrators. We also call on the Arab League and the United Nations to preserve Lebanon by deploying UN troops alongside the Lebanese army to protect Lebanon's border with Syria.
Since Friday, Lebanon has witnessed angry protests and large-scale road blocking, which have cut off the capital from both north and south of the country. This, in addition to the eruption of violent clashes between the rival regions of Jabal Muhsin and Bab el-Tabbani, which have ended the life of one Muslim cleric so far. In addition to the roads blocking and the violent acts which have swept Lebanon for the second day in a row, the March 14th coalition has called for an unending protest in Beirut's Martyr Square and has called for a day of rage on Sunday. The day al-Hassan will be laid to rest. Former Lebanese telecommunications minister Issam Norman told Press TV that the recent war of words launched by the March 14th bloc is reminiscent of the scenario the bloc had followed after the assassination of former Lebanese PM Rafiq Hariri. He also stressed that this issue is far from isolated from the Syrian crisis.
It is well known now that Mr. Ibrahimi, the UN emissary, has reached an agreement with the Syrian government and with some of the Syrian opposition. I'm afraid what the Lebanese opposition is doing now is trying to abort this particular agreement.
Moreover, a number of lawmakers praised Miqati's grip on power at this time, as they believe Lebanon cannot afford a void in premiership at a time when the country, which has been embroiled in tensions since the assassination of late PM Hariri in 2005, is feared for from plunging into the unknown. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Beirut.